left versus the right. Well, I'm letting them know a concept that makes sense.
Yo, my brother and I have opposite views when it comes to politics. We debate each other constantly on these topics. I'm a little left, he's more right. A liberal versus conservative. We even sometimes debate the meaning of Bible verses. Our opinions are like black and white, hardly gray. They're more different than LeBron's playing style compared to MJ's. Polar opposites when we talk, like a dog fight, or don't hardly bark. We are different places when we realize where our values lie. Even with blindfolds off, we still don't see eye to eye. Is our brotherhood affected? Sometimes I wonder. How deep is our love rooted? Will our debate stick under?
People on the left and on the right.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Left wing, right wing.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Blue party, red party.
Yo, it's me in the middle. No wings, no wings.
People on the left, people on the right.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Left wing, right wing.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Blue party, red party.
Yo, it's me in the middle. No wings, no wings.
75% of Americans regularly talk politics only with members of their own political tribe.
Yo, yo. An open mind is the key when there's different opinions.
But closing your heart is easier when you don't want to listen. But then we have the nerve to complain when there's so much division. No matter which glasses I see through, it's not what I envision. Hope for our country, I keep holding it. I carefully check out those pages written by Keith Olbermann. It's crazy, I close the book as I keep learning. The reasons why I'm not on the same page with the other person. Different opinions, different views. What's real or fake news? Is this argument worth the friendship I'm about to lose? So I have to choose my pride or choose gentle honesty. In the heat of arguments, my choice isn't always right, honestly.
People on the left and on the right.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Left wing, right wing.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Blue party, red party.
Yo, it's me in the middle. No wings, no wings.
Here, let me read y'all this real quick. Party competition routinely antagonizes ideological, cultural, and religious differences among factions whose suspicion and dislike is exacerbated by ignorance about the other side's motives. Research shows more and more Americans live in partisan bubbles reinforced by changed news and communications media.
Yo, why be quick to block people on social media? With our political differences, I'm not quick to leave ya. I surf through Facebook threads, reading people's angry rebuttals. Unfriending is how people continue living in their bubble. Staying connected while keeping the peace can be a challenge. As much as we can manage, it's about not causing damage. Being quick to listen and slow to speak without anguish. Having constructive respect with debates can be a foreign language. If that's the case, I encourage you to be bilingual. Animosity is a poison, let's not let it linger. Instead of flipping the bird, all it takes to hate is one finger. Be a wise thinker and don't let the back and forth hinder.
People on the left and on the right.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Left wing, right wing.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Blue party, red party.
Yo, it's me in the middle. No wings, no wings.
People on the left, people on the right.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Left wing, right wing.
Yo, it's me in the middle.
Blue party, red party.
Yo, it's me in the middle. No wings, no wings.
Yo, it's me in the middle. Yo, let's meet in the middle. Yo, let's meet in the middle.
No wings, no wings. People on the left and on the right. Blue party, red party. Come on, y'all, let's party.